A night without curtains. I'll have to let the moonlight in tonight, my neighbour says, leaning out her undressed kitchen window toward a twilight veil of mosquitoes. Behind my about-to-bloom screen of giant blue salvias, her curly head rises, crated with age but beaming over the sage-green leaves. Before she lets the sun in, she shakes off the shadows of leaves it has gathered, falling through wattles and gums. She Japanese gardens the footpath, raking up every paw print. She leaves normally, no leaf unturned. But this is the first fine evening for a fortnight, so now after neatening her house, she hangs green mists on her rotary clothes hoist. Outside her gate, just for tonight, gravel sleeps under wattle chenille. The juice of sunset spills, staining us as we talk. Over the lake, surprised by the sky's uncurtaining, one star comes out to drink. Laughing, my neighbor leans out, then floats back. Though darkness sweeps around the mulched ankles of my blue buds bending and around my feet as I turn away, I see tonight already she has let the moonlight in.